am so excited and convicted and determined about the topic of this episode. I am going to share with you ways to help you help your clients have more success in your programs, in your courses. And I'm looking at this from both angles. As I created Organized Coach Academy, I know that there are ways to improve, and I'm asking for feedback, and I'm having the questions that people ask me point to what actually needs to be done. What do I need to add? What do I need to make more clear? And so this podcast episode is going to share those things and other things I've noticed as I'm in courses and groups and have portals and back offices to log into. What do I need to know? What do I get confused about? And what do I wish they had? So let's get into this episode. Are you ready to work less, feel more organized and productive, streamline repetitive tasks, and implement systems that allow your coaching business to run smoothly even without you? If so, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Organized Coach Podcast, your go-to source for practical tips and solutions. I'm your host, Tracy Hoth, professional organizer, certified life coach, simplifying expert, and most of all, down-to-earth fellow coach just like you. No matter if you think you're missing the organizing gene, have ADHD, or just love anything organizing, I'm here to help you become an organized coach with a business that works for you. Pull up a seat and let's get started. Many of you probably have the idea tracker, the idea dashboard. I kind of interchange those two words, but it is a tool that I use to keep track and organize all of my ideas. The idea tracker is a Google Sheet. I formatted it in a way, and I've included video tutorials to show you not only just Google Sheet tricks and tips, but also organizing techniques and categories and formatting to help you organize your ideas. So get all those post-it notes and random sheets of paper and bad habits of writing things down all over the place. Always stop yourself, put them in your idea tracker, and it's a searchable way for you to track every single idea, something you're making, like a course idea, or random things like books you want to read, documentaries you want to watch, just whatever it is. The idea tracker is a really, really helpful tool. And I'm about to raise the price, and I wanted to make this offer. The next 2 weeks, you can get the idea tracker. And when you do, when you own it, even if you already own it, I will be doing a workshop to help you get it set up, to help you start using it, to help you get really familiar with it. And the workshop is going to be April 15th at noon Central Time. So you can get registered for that. All you need to do is purchase the idea tracker for $9 for the next 2 weeks. Purchase the idea tracker and you will get an email from me with the link to join the workshop on April 15th. And if you own the idea tracker, you will also get a replay to that workshop. Okay, let's get into this episode. I am actually really excited, very convicted as I work to add these things to my own courses and programs. It came about as I was getting feedback. I created Organized Coach Academy. I tried to make it as organized as I could. I'm getting really great feedback on the content that's in there, but there's always room for improvement, right? One of the things that one of my clients, she wasn't even talking about my program. She was talking about another program that she was in, and she went through the entire program and made a table of contents for herself because she needed to have that big picture overview of the course, of the program, before she felt confident to dive in and get started. She didn't know where things were. She needed to have that big picture. And I thought, oh my gosh, I don't have that in my program. I don't have a table of contents. Now, yes, you can look at the modules and you can see the names of the modules. But people, unless they click into that module, do not know where certain videos are, where certain assets are. And so by having this table of contents, you can see where things are. Also, by having the table of contents, I'm including in my table of contents the amount or length of time each video is, and the amount that I think it would take you, kind of a guesstimate of how long I think it would take you to implement that part of the program, that part of the course or that step. Someone else mentioned that a course they were in had that it kind of spelled out each part and how long the creator thought it would take. And it was so helpful to her because she could see how much time it would take and she could plan accordingly. Do you have a table of contents for any content that you have? This could be a course, but it could also be your program, your one-on-one program, things that you take a client through. For them to have that big picture, I think is super helpful. So that's what I'm in the process right now of creating for Organized Coach Academy, a table of contents. I'm putting it in a Google Doc so that it's formatted in a outline format. I'm including what videos are included, how long each video is, and how long I think it would take to implement them. So that's the first thing. The second thing is the first round of people that came through Organized Coach Academy. One of the coaches asked if I could make a checklist for each module. And I was like, yes, what a great idea. So I made a checklist of each thing that you should do in the modules. I think it would be super helpful to include that right with the table of contents. So in the Start Here module, we're going to have the table of contents and every checklist included. Now the checklist will also be in each module, but to have like a copy, let's say someone wants to print that out, they have all of them together instead of clicking into each module, clicking into each thing, downloading them all, printing them each out separate. I'm going to include them all as one PDF and they can download that at one time with the table of contents. It's like so beautiful and so organized. So I'm really excited about that. But do you have a checklist for each module or each part of your program so they can feel? And I think it's helpful too that your student realizes what they've done and can celebrate that and can see they're making progress by having this checklist. The next thing, so table of contents and checklists, is to tell them how to go through your program. How would you do it? You are the expert and they need to know how you would go through the program. Would you skip around? Would you go step by step? Would you print the checklists off in the beginning? Would you choose what you're working on or what part of the program to go to based on what you're currently working on? How would you recommend that they go through your program? Now, yes, you made it in a way that you maybe recommend, but to tell them the details in a short video would be so helpful. I would love that in a program that I joined. What should I do? Even if there's different stages that I could be in my business, what steps would you take? Tell me as the expert so that I know what I'm supposed to do. Okay, so a table of contents, a checklist for each module, or each section or each step of your program. Tell them how you would do it and how you recommend they go through your program. And then create an atmosphere of open communication. Ask them for feedback. Tell them to ask questions. Have a way for them to ask questions that's super easy and that they can get quick feedback. Then, this is what I found. I'm in a program that has content, and I go into it when I first join, and I'm super excited, and I'm taking action, and I'm watching videos. Often, though, I watch videos when I'm on the treadmill or out for a walk, and so I'm not doing the work at the same time. Then I do get kind of confused, like, oh, where was I? Do I need to go back? But what I would really like is about a month into the course or program for the leader to say, okay, let's do a review. Where are you in the course? This is how I recommend. Remember, this is where things are. Point them out to me. Do a screen share. Show me again, just to walk me through to help me remember. I think that's going to keep your students engaged in your course and finishing your program. And also, it's going to just bring them back and get motivated again. Because what I find for myself is I'm almost confused to go back in there because I don't know where I was. I forget what step I'm at. I don't know where things are. And so I'm like, oh, I just want someone to review with me, kind of go back in and review. I'm pretty good at this in Organized Life Academy. I go and I screen share and I show them where things are quite a bit. But in Organized Coach Academy, I send an email. Once you join, I send an email out every week for each module. But I do think I could attach to maybe the third week a review video. I think that would be super helpful and keep people then, oh yeah, okay, I'm not as overwhelmed as I think. Here's how I get back into it. And then make everything searchable. Now, one thing I noticed in a program that I was in are the videos are not searchable. So if it's content in the video, it needs to be in written form somewhere so that it is searchable. In Kajabi, what I love, but often people don't even know this aspect exists, is there's a search bar. So you can search in any program that you're in and search for a topic. But what I've found in other people's courses is I can't find it because they haven't put it in text format. You could put the transcript of the video down below so people could read it instead of watching the video, but more importantly, so people could search. So when they're in there trying to search for something and find what they need, they have it in searchable format so they could search it. If your course platform does not offer a searchable option, then I think it's super important to have that table of contents have keywords in the descriptions of each section so that someone could search it. So I can go in there and find what I need. Yes, I could ask you, but if the same person or if every person's asking the same question over and over, or you're having to answer 20 questions a day, it'd be easier to teach someone how to search and have it searchable so they could find what they need. What are you doing that's helping your clients have success? So I suggest adding a table of contents, having checklists for each module, and then putting those checklists in one PDF included in the table of contents. Tell them how to go through your program as the expert who created the program. Create an atmosphere of open communication and feedback. Have a recap or a reminder. Make it a loom, share your screen, and explain how you navigate the course. I have that in my Start Here section, but I think it's important to do it again as someone now who's been in the course. Maybe you're here in this section. Maybe you're working on this part of your funnel. Maybe you're organizing this right now. This is where you find things. And then make everything searchable. And remember, videos are not searchable, so it has to be in text format somewhere. I hope this was super helpful. I hope that you at least choose one of these things and implement into your course so that your students create more success. And let me know if you have other ideas that you do that help your student have success. Adding this question to feedback on an exit form or testimonial form, how could I create this program or make this program easier to navigate, easier for you to implement, could be a really good question to get feedback on how to make it even better than I'm guessing it already is. We will see you next week. Get the idea tracker to be included in the idea tracker workshop, where we're going to set that up together and get your area cleared of all the little notes and random things so that you can find the ideas that you wanted to remember so you can actually find them. So we'll see you next week here on the podcast. Wait, if you're finding this podcast useful, you must check out the Organized Coach Academy. It's my course where I walk you through every step to get your business organized, to get yourself organized, to save money and time, to prepare to hire someone, to do all the things that you want to do in your business with ease. Check that out at simplysquaredaway.com/OCA. Also, I'm sure you've heard this a million times, but I would love it. It's my way of knowing that you're enjoying the podcast if you leave a written review. I have lots of freebies for you. They're linked in the show notes. You can find them in my bio on Instagram @TracyHoth. And until next week, have a beautiful day.